From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. BP is moving toward the so-called bottom kill of the blown-out oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. But despite assurances from the government and the company, Gulf Coast residents are voicing concern that attention will turn away from the area once the well is completely sealed. NPR's Paul Brown has been following this story from the start, and he joins us now. Paul, why are people worried?
Well, Craig, the government says 75% of the spilled oil has evaporated, has been consumed by bacteria, dispersed, or otherwise contained. And local residents say that with the big problem, the leak itself, close to being resolved, they're now afraid that their fouled coastline and their fishing areas will be considered out of sight and therefore out of mind.
So what's the government saying about that?
The Obama administration's point man on the spill is retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen. He tells CNN that he is taking the issue very seriously.
I think what we need to understand is there's a lot of oil that's been taken care of. There's a lot of oil that's still out there. There's a lot of shoreline that needs to be cleaned. You need to keep a steady hand at the tiller here, keep this cleanup going. It is a catastrophe. It's a catastrophe for the people of the Gulf, and it requires our attention until we get the job done.
But there are still reports, Craig, that people are having more trouble getting claims paid and that cleanup work appears to be slowing. Shrimping season starts in 2 weeks. It's not yet clear which shrimping areas will be declared safe. And this past weekend, chicken rather than seafood was served at the seasonal blessing of the boats.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. The head of the Christian relief group that saw 10 members of a medical team killed by insurgents in Afghanistan last week says the group is not going to halt its work in that country. NPR's Quill Lawrence in Kabul reports the group International Assistance Mission has identified the victims of the attack, and they include 6 Americans.
2 of the Americans killed, Tom Little and Dan Terry, had been working in Afghanistan since the 1970s. Thomas Grahams, a dentist from Colorado, and Greg Lapp, a nurse from Pennsylvania, were also identified. Cheryl Beckett from Tennessee had worked in Afghanistan for 6 years. The other American was Brian Cardarelli, a filmmaker accompanying the medical staff. German national Daniela Baer was a translator, and Karen Wu was a British surgeon. 2 Afghan staff, Jawed and Mahram Ali, were also gunned down, but 1 Afghan driver survived and is being questioned by authorities in Kabul. Police initially suspected robbery, but subsequently 2 different insurgent groups claimed to have carried out the killings. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
In Pakistan, vehicles are trying to plow through floodwaters, but many roads are impassable, and relief groups are struggling to get emergency supplies to the estimated 15 million people displaced by flooding there. In China, rescuers are digging through mud and debris, searching for some 1,300 people missing after flash floods and landslides hit a northwestern region of that country. Crews have detonated blasts to clear blockages from a river. This is NPR News from Washington. Authorities are stepping up their search for 2 escapees from an Arizona prison and their suspected accomplice. They're thought to be holed up in the Yellowstone National Park. Thomas Henman is with the U.S. Marshal Service.
They both have ties to the Aryan Brotherhood prison gang. They're both armed. The longer they're out there, the more desperate they become and the more dangerous they become.
Henman says one of the 2 escapees has been linked to a double homicide in New Mexico last week. Oscar-winning actress Patricia Neal has died at the age of 84 at her home on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. NPR's Giles Snyder has a look at Neal's career, which spanned more than half a century.
Neal won her Academy Award acting alongside Paul Newman in the 1963 film Hud.
You're a good cook. You're a good laundress. What else are you good at?
Taking care of myself.
But just a year after winning her Oscar, Neal suffered 3 strokes and slipped into a coma. She recovered, and with the help of her then-husband, British writer Roald Dahl, she returned to films.
My husband, he pushed me into it. He insisted I do it. I'm so happy he did. Oh, gosh. I'm so happy.
Neal went on to earn another Oscar nomination and 3 Emmy nominations. She died of lung cancer at her home on Martha's Vineyard. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Actress Mia Farrow, testifying today at the war crimes trial of Liberia's former President Charles Taylor, says model Naomi Campbell told her that she had been sent a huge diamond by Taylor. That contradicts testimony by Campbell last week. Prosecutors are trying to prove that Taylor received diamonds from rebels in Sierra Leone and used them to buy weapons, charges that Taylor denies. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.